Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at Hunter at Sunrise. And joining us here in the studio, he is back again, Mr. Luca Bergolasi. How are you, sir?
Hello, good morning. I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Are you awake for us here this morning? Was it a late night for you?
Was it a very good night last night at the Willoughbys in Whitestone?
Ooh, okay. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Shall I start with a song from last album?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, the album is called Back to the Roots, and the song is called Finding Love Again.
Excellent. Here is Luca Bergolasi here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Softly calling my name, flying high where there are no clouds, always high, always there. Then we climb somewhere up on the mountains or even higher, somewhere in my dreams, flying high where there are no clouds, always high over my dreams. There are times when I'm feeling lonely again. There are times when I cannot find a friend. You're always there, always there for me, and I know it's real. I'm finding love again. Flying high where there are no clouds, always high, even over my dreams. There are times when I'm feeling lonely again. There are times when I cannot find a friend. You're always there, always there for me, and I know it's real. I'm finding love again.
Yeah. Luca Bergolasi here on Hunter at Sunrise. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, congratulations on the new album, Back to the Roots. We've been playing it here on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, like you obviously did this in Italy, correct?
I started actually thinking about the album and recording the first tracks when I was here. With the knowledge that I was, let's say, going to go back to Italy, come back to Italy. And then I finished the album, yes, in Tuscany, in Italy, with the contributions from Italian with Italian musicians and also local musicians from Hampton Roads.
Yeah. Like, who? Name some names of people who are
yeah,
on the
song. Rob Oliver on harp, Jason Cale on the guitar, Valentina Solbera on vocals, and in Italy, there are, let's say, Francesco Menici is a great piano player, and Bobby Blackett on the harp.
He's from here.
Yeah.
Not from Italy, but who is Matteo Becucci?
Matteo Becucci is one of the first X Factor winner in Italy. Oh. And he's a friend of mine, and we had a song together in the album, so it's like a duet.
Yeah, Staring at the Moon?
Staring at the Moon.
Well, right. it's apropos, that song, here today, because we have a full moon. At least overnight we had a full moon.
And that's funny, I was thinking about this yesterday night, because I was looking at the moon from this side, and I used to look at the moon from the other side. And
right.
That song is exactly talking about this. So we are very far, but also close.
Yeah, like we may be looking at the moon, but everybody in the world is looking at the moon.
And
I think sometimes we forget that. It's kind of weird. But no, this is actually your fifth album, is it not? Or I counted them up, and I thought this is your fifth full-length records. So you working on anything else right now? Or
I have ideas for instrumental album, only for acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's almost ready, so we are already in the mastering phase, and this will be out probably this winter.
Wow.
And in parallel, I will be working on a new concept album for next summer.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to tell that basically all my albums are concepts, so there is a precise message, a precise idea that are... let's say, collecting into the different songs with different emotions, but there is only one line, which is basically from the beginning till the end in the album.
Now, Back to the Roots, then, has a meaning to it. You're getting back to your roots. What made you think you had gotten away from your roots? Maybe that's my question.
No, I mean, life sometimes is like a trip. You don't know where you're going. And sometimes you come back to where you are, where you were at the beginning, where you belong, but basically with a completely different situation, completely different person also. So basically you are never in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
But coming back to the roots for me means after these 4 or 5 years outside abroad, coming back to Tuscany and rediscover my, let's say, exactly my roots. So rediscover where I come from, which is not... not to take for granted. I mean, it's not so easy sometimes.
Yeah. How long are you going to be here in the area? Is it short time? Or?
Yeah, only a few days. I will be back in Italy on Thursday. Wow. Wednesday will be my flight. Yeah.
So this is kind of like, you don't have any other shows between now and then, I guess, besides the one this afternoon.
Yeah, the one this afternoon at the Big Pink. And then I will take a couple of days off and I'm good to go.
What made you want to come back here? Just out of curiosity. Not that I'm glad that you did, but...
Let's say that in my mind, I would like to come here at least once a year to bring... to keep the connections, basically. And, I mean, to find people, to visit friends, and also to feel the emotions that
are to feel
still,
the love.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people love you here, Luca. We're glad you're back. What else would you like to play for us here?
So I would like to play one from the previous album,
oh, okay.
Come to My World, because basically it's very connected to the new album. So I closed the chapter here with Come to My World, which in the middle of the pandemic. And then I reopen a new chapter with Back to the Roots. So I want to play Come to My World now.
Okay. By the way, this is up on Facebook. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Here is Luca Bergolasi here on Hunter at Sunrise.
There's nothing to say. You see nothing, 'cause there's nothing to see. They don't understand, 'cause there's nothing to understand. Come to my world just for nothing. Enter my mind and set me free. Just one word alone, say it to me. You say there's nothing, babe. No, 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 no. You say there's nothing left. Well, I can't believe it. Welcome to my world. Set me free. When there's nothing to say, you'll see nothing. When there's nothing to see, yes, they will understand. If there's nothing to understand, come to my world just for nothing. Enter my mind and set me free. Just one word alone, but say it to me.
Yeah. Luca Bergolasi here on Hunter at Sunrise. The new album is Back to the Roots. That was off of an earlier one, right? Come to My World.
Exactly. Yes.
The one that you put out before this, Back to the Roots.
Correct. 2020, just before I flew back to Italy.
I gotcha. So let's talk about this show that you're a part of this afternoon. I understand there are only 6 tickets left to this. I announced that a little bit earlier. But it'll be great to be back at the Big Pink again, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. That venue is very meaningful for me because I played there a lot since the very beginning, probably one of the first places that I was there, and I met people and musicians there. So I'm very excited to come back there. I have a very good memories and experiences even last year. And, of course, the musicians are incredible, especially Dustin. It's a long-time friend of mine now. And I'm really excited, and I know it's back today, so I'm really happy.
Well, you know, Dustin's getting ready to go to North Carolina. You think you're going to go visit Dustin down in North Carolina? There's probably some venues down there you could probably play.
Why not? You never know.
We might also mention that Logan Vath is playing and Jason Brown. This is quite a big deal. It's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. For those of you who don't know where the Big Pink Inn is, it's in Phoebus up in Hampton. So if you're gonna get tickets to this, you better get a move on. Go to Big Pink Music on Facebook, and it probably explains to you there how you can get the tickets, because it's going to be a good one, I'm sure. What kind of music does Italy like? I mean, does it like this kind of American roots music?
Yeah, let's say it's not, of course, the mainstream, but there is a lot of musicians, a lot of people that are really fond of this kind of music.
Yeah. Now, do you have Halloween in Italy?
Yeah, it's coming. It's not like here, but it's coming up a little bit. So it's every year is a little bit more.
Do people dress up in Italy for Halloween?
Yes, let's say especially the kids and the children. They're starting to dress up and to go around the streets, so very similar to here.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You know, I asked this because once I had an Irish singer in here. He was full-blooded Irish. Uh-huh. And I asked him if the St. Patrick's Day was a big deal in Ireland, and he went, well, not really. I mean, it is a thing, but it's not like it is here, where people get together and have parties and all that sort of thing. It's just something they kind of honor, but that's about it. And so that's why I ask. You know, you never know how these things are received around the world. And I just was wondering about that. What else would you like to play for us here, Luca? We're talking with Luca Bergolasi here on Under Its Sunrise, and it's up on Facebook. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends.
Yeah, I would like to play another song from my last album, and the song is called The River. And
oh, this is a great song. We've played this song on the show.
It's basically the meaning. I think it's the last song of the album, mm-hmm. and it's like a river flowing. So it's a mixture of emotions, mm-hmm. and it's very linked to the whole project of the album. Basically, the idea of moving again, mm-hmm. a new world again. So it's like a river, and time is flowing, everything, emotions are flowing, everything changes again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's Luca Bergolasi here on Under Its Sunrise. First, he has to tune it, of course.
Yeah, this song has an open tuning.
Rains pouring heavy on the ground, like a river flowing down, just like a river. And I'm on the run, like a river. Like on everybody's floor, I'm washing them all, just like a river. And I'm running away like a river. Oh, help me tonight to follow the light of the moon shining bright. But I close my eyes and wish like a child I could hide out of sight. Ah, rains on the branches of the trees, washing the moon, washing all the forest, washing away just like a river. Oh, help me tonight to follow the light of the moon shining bright. And I close my eyes and wish like a child I could hide out of sight.
Yeah. Luca Bergalassi here on Hunter at Sunrise, and the name of the album is Back to the Roots. And, you know, that is really intricate guitar work. Did you teach yourself to play guitar? Or
how did I was learning since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Different stages, different, let's say, styles also. Mm-hmm. Started with electric guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, mainly electric. And then I turned to the acoustic guitar when I was probably, I don't know, 18, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. 20 years old. And then there started my love for the acoustic music, for the acoustic guitar, and all the other acoustic instruments like mandolin, banjos, and so on.
Yeah, you play quite a few instruments.
I'm attracted to all the instruments, especially the strings instruments.
Yeah. So the show is this afternoon at 4 o'clock at Big Pink up in Phoebus, and it's going to be an In the Round with you, Logan Vath, Jason Brown, and I'm leaving out the main attraction, Dustin Furlow, who is getting ready to leave our area. I really appreciate you doing this here today.
I'm so happy to be able to to play in the show and to be here also with you, because it's a really great opportunity, especially coming from Italy to do all these things in few days. I mean, it's
yeah, you've been on a whirlwind. You were on TV the other day, weren't you?
Yeah, I started with Friday morning TV show and then concert in the evening, and yesterday, today, so it's a very packed period, very packed days.
Do you travel with a manager? It sounds like you should.
Not sure.
Oh, well, thank you so much for doing this here today. I know you've got the show this afternoon at 4, so I appreciate you squeezing us in here this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Luca Bergalassi here on Hunter at Sunrise.